Hello all, welcome back to Journey Through SD Interview Preparation. Today, we are going to look at an interesting topic which anyone will face while they are getting started with technology or with interview preparation. So, without much further waiting, let's dive into that. The question is, which programming language should I use for interviews, interview preparation, or for anything else? So, while we look at the list of available programming languages, we'll be obviously shocked to know that there are more than 700 programming languages that are being used or have been made available. So, actually, we don't know that, and we haven't even heard nearly 20 of them even. So, some of the most commonly used programming languages are C, CPP, Java, Python, Go, then comes R or Rust, then comes Julia. There's a lot, right? So, the most commonly used are obviously the four, that is C, CPP, Java, and Python. And when it comes to interview preparation, the side which we are focusing more, the most commonly heard are the three of them, that is the three among the four, that is C++, Java, and Python. So you'll be confused actually about which one should I choose for interview preparations and all. It's actually quite simple. Just take it this way. What does a programming language do? It's basically a language using which anyone can convey a message to computer so that it can get that particular task done, right? So it doesn't matter which language it should be. It's the ultimate aim is we should make the computer understand what we intend to convey to them, right? So you can use actually any language for that. It doesn't matter. So each language has its own advantages as well as disadvantages. So if you're confused, you may actually try all of that, all of the three programming languages, and while you're learning, you will feel comfortable with any one of them, and you can obviously pursue that for interview preparation. So I personally have tried out all of that, all of these three programming languages, that is C++, Java, and Python. As I said in my previous podcast, I said, right, I tried Java while I was in my second semester, and it turned out to be a nightmare for me. And I didn't turn to Java until recently, and after that I tried out Python, which was okay. Then I turned out to C++, which was in my academic curriculum. So C++ actually interested me, and it was actually quite more simpler for me than Python and Java. Okay, so while I was learning C++ for as a part of my academics, this lockdown came in, and there was pretty much time to do anything. So I started learning Java, and it seemed to be nice. Like I found that interesting at this time. Okay, like it was quite difficult for me initially, but it turned out to be a little bit easier for me. And now when I look back to it, I feel more confident in Java than compared with C++ or Python. So this happened because I tried out all of these three and came back to what I started with, right? So I actually suggest you, if you have time for preparation, then obviously you can try out all the programming languages, not all the 700 programming languages. I'm just talking about the common three or four or five programming languages, right? And then what you have to do is learn that programming language. Obviously, learning is a broad term. No one can completely learn anything. Okay, so the thing is to understand the basics of that particular programming language. We should be familiar with the syntax. We should be able to write clean code with the programming language of your preference. Okay, after that, you have to learn data structures and algorithms, and how you can implement the data structures and algorithm with the programming language of your preference. After learning that, obviously you can start with competitive programming, which again is something that can be defined as solving problems. There will be certain scenarios, and we have to write a program so that we can take in the given input and produce the desired output. So that's basically the thing with programming, competitive programming. Okay. And you can obviously use a lot of platforms to learn programming languages. Some of the main program like websites which can be used are Tutorials.Point, Geeks for Geeks, or online MOOC platforms like Udacity, where you have courses for Java and Java, CPP, and Python. Then you can use edX. You can obviously use YouTube tutorials, which are pretty amazing. Udemy courses, or anything. Okay. So Geeks for Geeks is a little bit interesting when compared to learning a program language or doing something in association with interview preparation. You can refer to my YouTube channel, that is, go to youtube.com/Aravind Venugopal, and you'll find a video related to how to use Geeks4Geeks4 in interview preparation. Okay, so it's actually pretty much interesting on how we can use Geeks4Geeks other than this question answer platform. So after doing this, you can also try out Code Chef, where you can practice your problem solving skills. You can use Spoge for improving your algorithm analysis and certain things like that. And obviously you can do anything with the programming language. Gradually you can also build projects using the programming language of your preference. It can be anything. If you're going with Android, like if you're interested in Java, then you can build some Java applications using JavaFX or Spring Boot or anything like that. If you're using CPP, you can do something with CPP. Python has a large capability. It has a big capabilities, like you can use it for web development or for AI or ML or data science or anything like that, and it has a lot of capabilities obviously. So Python does stand out in that particular case. So if you are interested in something like data science or web development, obviously you can go with Python, okay, because Python has this capability to be used at any cases. So that's it regarding that. So programming language, as what it states, is a language which is used to convey something to the computers. So you can use anything. It's just that we should understand basics of whichever programming language we are going with, and we should be able to implement all the data structures and algorithms from scratch. And when you're looking at the most used programming language for competitive programming, you'll be finding it as C++. It's because C++ has something called a standard template libraries, which will help you to implement some cases, some codes like data structures much more easily. Okay, that's one of the reason. And CPP is a little bit more faster when compared to other programming languages, so that's one of the reason why CPP is considered as one of the best language for competitive programming. Obviously you can try it out and find whichever is suitable for you. Sometimes even though CPP is most commonly used, you might find other languages as a little bit more convenient for you. It's your convenience, because if we can convey something with much more convenience in other language, that matters other than trying to get things done with the best one. Okay, so yeah, that's it that's pretty much everything for this particular question. That is the question which I consider as $1 million question. It does have that particular value, because a lot of people does get confused with the programming language selection. So it doesn't matter, you can go with any programming language, just get the basics right and start practicing data structures and algorithms. So that's it for this podcast. In the next podcast, let's dive into how we can get started with competitive programming and some similar stuff. Obviously, I'll be sharing something more interesting in the next one. So stay tuned for that. Bye.